You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins. Oh, that was like 3D.
I tried to do something special because I didn't interrupt. I don't want to disappoint.
You never disappoint. So we actually had a, I want to read out a podcast review for us from Apple Podcasts. And you know, I'm so confused because I know it's called Apple Podcasts right now. Right. And when you're on your phone, you can review on your Apple Podcasts app. Right. But when you're on your computer, you still review through iTunes.
It's messed up, man.
It is. Come on, Apple.
Get it together.
All right.
We already own apps. That's the reason why we don't use other phones. The only reason why I don't go to a different phone.
Yeah.
The only reason is the apps.
Yeah.
Everybody else got to get their stuff together.
Yeah. So this review is from DRock870. All right. So if you're DRock870, shoot me an email, daniel@newchurches.com, or DM me on Twitter. We'd love to send some swag out to you. And if you haven't left a review, leave a review, because sometimes we'll read them out and send out some great swag. But this, the title of the review is, I love this podcast, 5 stars. Daniel, Ed, and Todd provide great insights. Whoa.
I think that was in reverse.
Todd, Ed, and Daniel provide great...
It was still messed up. It still wasn't quite right there.
They provide great insights into furthering the mission and vision of your church, regardless of whether you're considering to plant, recently planted, an established church, or a multi-site church. This podcast will help you grow your ministry. Now, in light of this question that we got today, this is actually what, I mean, if you haven't yet been on newchurches.com, go and you'll actually see a little bot come up. It's the newchurches.com bot helper. I don't know. Hey, if you can name the bot, we'll get you some like uber nice swag. So name the bot in an iTunes or Apple Podcast review.
And we should put a Fu Manchu on it and call it Ed.
We should call it Ed. That'd be awesome.
It would be.
Or be Yoda. Okay, so if you have been on and you go right there, you'll actually, the bot will ask you if you are a church plant, a multi-site church, or an established church, and then how to help you from there. And what's fascinating is we actually have a ton of established church pastors listening into the podcast because they're trying to figure out how to multiply, how to grow their church, and how to better serve their community. And that's the heart of this question today from Chris Matthews, one of our Plus members. Now, if you haven't checked out Plus membership on newchurches.com, please do so, because you get templates, downloads, exclusive webinars. You can join our Facebook community as well, our exclusive one. And there's just a ton of great resources for Plus members. But here is the question. Where is the line between our 200-year-old church stepping out in faith to plant our first church and waiting patiently to get our church finances in order?
Oh, that's so difficult. I mean, you know, whenever someone leaves a question for us, it's so difficult because, you know, I think you have like 45 seconds to leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we always want more commentary. So if it's you're 200 years old and you have $200,000 left on your loan, that's one thing. It's another if you have millions left on your loan. And you've done, you know, 3 capital campaigns in the last 10 years and you still can't pay it off.
Yeah. Now, I don't know much about the church, but what if you can think of a 200-year-old church, right. If your building has not yet been paid off, it's probably because they moved.
It's probably because they moved a time or two.
Yeah. Or if they want to
upgrade, some young, flashy pastor comes in. He fills the pews and then he leaves.
Yeah.
After he ducks you into a building campaign.
Or maybe another instance is you've kind of been living off endowments, or not even endowments. What is that thing called? Endowment, right?
Endowment.
Yeah. And when people will some of their estate to the church.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, well, we need to pay off the building, but we're waiting for this person to die.
Yeah. Or that's what you've been living off of. So you haven't had good offering.
Right. You've been
everyone's tipping.
They need to give. And here's another interesting thing, because people do give to vision. People don't give to buildings, at least generationally speaking. So if you look at the boomer generation, they're institutional. And then you get to the millennials and the Xers, they're a little bit more cause oriented. We're still waiting to see what iGen is coming out with, or Gen Z. But right now it's actually pretty scary, because they don't seem to, they seem to be very socially active, but
they're not giving.
They're not giving.
But they also, they're also young.
They're also young, but they're not traveling. Like, so whereas, you know, my generation, your generation did like missions. Like, they don't want to go on missions. They only want to do like camp missions. And so it's really interesting. And that's bearing fruit. I'm not just talking out of the side of my mouth. If you listen to 5LQ, listen to one with Dr. Julia Twangy.
Yeah, that was a good episode. You and Eric interviewed her on that one. And we'll put in the show notes.
Whole generation. So anyway, with all that said, you're entering into a time period where probably a lot of the people in your church, the only way that they're giving is toward a vision. Like, that is, you know, what they're giving to. They're not giving to upkeep of the building, or, you know, a gold plaque on the end of a pew. It really is about vision. So I would say, if you're not in too much debt, or even if you are in debt, you want to cast the vision of paying off the debt so that you can go reach these new people. Or, you know, they may be coupled together simultaneously. There's a couple ways that you could do it, but without the context, I would have a difficulty just, you know, really giving you specific advice.
Yeah, and that's a good word, because it's not just about, hey, we need to pay off this building. No. It's so that, and even if you have a vision too, and you are doing a capital campaign, there has to be a higher calling and vision attached to that, rather than just getting a new building or whatnot.
Yeah, because think about what comes into your mailbox in a given week, especially if you're already sponsoring children or you've given to something in the past. You're getting stuff from Smile Train, Compassion, and you know, Compassion in particular, we love those guys, because they actually connect people with local churches. So if I am going to, you know, do one of those type of things, I always, you know, think of Compassion. I've worked with them personally. So
yeah, that's good. Them. So in the book Multiplication Today,
though, you're in competition. What I meant to say was, you're in competition with everybody. Like, all these people are casting a compelling vision. They're saying, this is what this is for. And if you're just, you know, doing business as usual,
why wouldn't people give to the other organizations?
Well, sounds like a better, better investment.
Totally. Especially because sometimes if you're not casting a vision, it feels like people are being taxed. Right? Or that they have to tip to the obligatory plate going by. So that's why it's, you do need that vision. And that's whether you're a 200-year-old plant, or you're brand new, or your church wanted to start a campus. It applies all the way through. Now, in the book, Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow, that's a free download at newchurches.com, we talk about the six practices of churches that multiply. Now, Chris and everyone else, if you haven't read that, be sure to go there. Just go to newchurches.com/register and you'll get that right to your mailbox, or go to the search bar and type in Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow. In that, we talk about the six practices of churches that multiply. And here's the thing, Chris, when your church goes, not if, but when, because I know you guys are going to do it, when you go and plant your first church, what you'll actually find is that that will increase giving at your mother church. There's correlation to that.
Yeah. I mean, think about the power of new. A new group grows quicker than an old group. A new Christian shares Jesus with more people. Like, a new church or a new site just grows faster. There is a power of new. It's, you know, walk down the aisle at your local grocery store, and every other month, you know, it's like new and improved.
Yeah, Tide, new and improved.
New
what?
Marshmallows, new. It's all those things. Yeah, Tide is.
It's always coming out with new. Right, yeah, they are.
Tide Pod incidents.
Where now they have to make them less appealing to eat. It's the funniest thing. Okay. So there definitely is that. And it is, that is going to help the new church, but there is also a positive effect on the sending church as well. So that's going to bring new life and inject new life into your congregation. So there are those six practices, but what I wanted to highlight in the remaining time that we have is one of the barriers to multiplication. And we talk about that in the book. And one of the biggest barriers to multiplication, and I'm sure you're sensing this and I see it in the question, is fear. It's fear, right? It's the fear of the unknown. It's the fear of losing friends that might go to the other church. It's the fear of losing tithers. It's the fear of change, the fear of failure. I mean, all of these fears are fears that prevent churches from multiplying. But it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. So if Paul knew that fear of anything other than fearing God would prevent believers from fulfilling the call of God, then, I mean, what do you think would happen? I mean, where do you think we would have been?
Not here. Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing here. I love what the Nobel Prize winner, Marie Curie, I don't know how to say her name, Marie Curie.
You said in Canadian, it's fine.
In Canadian, maybe in French, Marie Curie. So she won the Nobel Prize multiple times. I love what she said about fear. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. So when it comes to planting a church and sending out your first plant, don't fear, but understand in reading this book and in reading the research that, hey, understand what is happening, understand the positive effect that this will actually have in your community, let alone the fact that there are going to be new people who are going to come to Christ in and through this. But yeah, don't fear, just move forward.
I can't, I'm trying to refrain from singing the Isaiah, what's it, Isaiah 53 song? You know what I'm talking about?
Which one?
Do not fear. I am the Lord your God, that whole thing.
No, I thought you were going to sing Just As I Am. No, I do a little altar call.
Or I could reference the fact that I was thinking the whole time, I was picturing you in a No Fear t-shirt.
No Fear! Oh! No Fear.
So I think you need to get up in front of your congregation with a No Fear t-shirt, rip a phone book in half and say, this is where we're going in 3 days. We're crossing over, guys.
Can the No Fear one, can it be a tie-dye No Fear shirt? Homemade tie-dye.
Is it iridescent? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Where it would hypercolor. It would like change color based on your body heat.
Oh, dude. So that's like, it's like a mood ring for your body. We're going like hardcore 90s, man. This is my girls got a mood ring. They each wanted to get a mood ring. Yeah, remember those? Where you put the ring on your finger and it would change. Okay. All right. Well, thanks again for listening in. We pray that was helpful. And please, hey man, don't fear.
And don't forget, link to this in Twitter and just put in quotes. It's like a mood ring for you.
And give us some No Fear tie-dye shirt gifts.
No Fear tie-dye shirt.
Yeah.
If you send us a picture of you in your best No Fear shirt, we would be greatly pleased.
Dude.
We would send you a really, really good swag.
Yeah, we would. So do that.
I mean, like, legit swag.
Yeah, like, not a dollar,
no.
$5, $10 swag.
No, way north.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to do that in an iTunes review as well.
You can't put pictures there.
No.
But you can on Twitter.
All right. All right. We'll catch you guys next time.